Hello and welcome to another episode of Small Wins. I am your host, Yvan Delisle-Victoire, and it's always a pleasure to be sharing this time with you. I hope you are enjoying the episodes. I hope you're maybe taking a few notes down or just thinking about how you can apply it to your own football journey. But essentially, these episodes are kind of built around my approach, but also how I can help you build a better approach as you're trying to, you know, looking to build a brand, looking to, you know, start a side hustle, or it can be a hobby, or even start a career in football. So hope that helps. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about some key principles that I plan on using in the year 2024. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I want to say recapping the year, so kind of the wins, the lessons, the things I plan on taking with me in the new year. And this one, in this episode today, we're going to be sharing some of the, I want to say, core principles that I want to be applying. The first one is I want to get more curious about what's happening in the football space. I do consume a lot of content. I think we all do in a sense, but I think from my perspective, you know, I do tend to see that, you know, I'm kind of seeing the same content over and over again, and it's sometimes a lot of times missing context, missing information. It's really built to kind of bring engagement metrics up and, you know, attract your very, you know, short span attention over and over again. So I don't want to say I'm criticizing it, but from my own perspective, I do want to spend more time in learning about different areas of the game that I don't know, different segments, some stories that I didn't know about that I want to actively explore myself. And also from a North American's perspective, obviously I'm very excited about what's happening or what's going to happen in the next couple of years, going from Copa America, the new format of the Club World Cup happening in the States, the Men's World Cup in 2026. Eventually, the Women's World Cup, maybe in 2027. There's also the Olympic Games happening in the U.S. So, yes, maybe all of these events are kind of going to dictate a bit of the direction that people are going to be taking within the football space. But essentially, what that means is we're going to see a lot more opportunities for anyone who wants to launch a brand, start a career, launch a side hustle in football. So, for my own, you know, mission there is really about identifying potential new challenges, opportunities in football, and I want to see what's out there to learn about how I can maybe not necessarily shift La Victoire, but start putting La Victoire in a position where I can help more people. Also, like I mentioned, I think exploring new stories, new segments within the game is something that I'm genuinely interested to learn about. I realized recently I do enjoy, you know, long form explainer videos, but I always kind of forget to go back to them to watch them. So I'll put them on a watch later list, and then I forget and I start just scrolling endlessly at these content that we see over and over again. So that's going to be a key core principle for myself. To apply that principle, I do want to kind of put time aside on a weekly basis on my calendar to really, again, actively research information, actively get curious about what's out there, actively learn about, you know, the shift that we're going to be experiencing from a North American perspective. The second principle I want to be applying in 2024 is to be mindful of why I share my messages online. I've said it multiple times, and yes, I find it difficult to apply it at times, but recently I realized that, you know, I was catching myself trying multiple ideas at the same time. And yes, it's fun to make. And what I do when I talk about fun to make is I'm talking about reels. I do want to be more mindful about what I share, how I share it, and especially why I share it. It's never been to create content, but it's also never been as frustrating to see how the content behaves and how you're kind of depending on factors that you can't really control. So I think that's one of my biggest learning, and I think it's something that's ongoing, obviously. But I do want to shift my focus on things I enjoy doing. I enjoy writing. I enjoy talking on the microphone. Well, I'm enjoying it more and more. And to be honest, the newsletter is by far my most performing platform, especially when it comes to, you know, the engagement, well, not the engagement, but the click that I'm getting and the open rate and the responses I'm getting. So it's definitely a bonus, but it is something that I enjoy doing weekly, on a weekly basis. Moving forward, when we talk about why I want to share my message, I do want to, you know, put out a bit more long form video content. It's something that I want to be investing more time in. I do enjoy talking. I do enjoy being on camera. It's not something that I really find difficult, but you know, I do want to invest the right amount of time and make sure that it's something that I can sustain on the long run. That's another one. I think from that perspective, I do want to clarify something. I know there's a lot of, you know, constant change, constant trends that we are seeing online. And I think that's something that is going to be continuing in 2024. But from my own perspective for La Victoire, I do want to stand a bit away from that and see how I can build sustainable and you know, authentic. Yeah, that's the word I was looking at. Authentic brand that lives online and that stays away from that, I would say, trap of jumping from one trend to another. It is definitely a challenge, I'm not going to lie. But it is something that I want to put more effort in moving forward in 2024. And number three principle is getting crystal clear on what I can offer in the football community. I think maybe I'll connect with some people here. I'm not the most creative person out there. I don't have any direct, like, creative skills in a sense. I'm not by any means an illustrator, videographer, photographer, anything like that. And the reason that La Victoire exists is because I wanted to share my journey, share my story, share my perspective on how the football industry is evolving. And I do wanted to, you know, give a helping hand to anyone who's looking to build in the space. That being said, I think where La Victoire is going, I think we need to bring a bit more clarity into the maybe the tangible product or service that is being offered to help more people in the space. I think from my perspective, I do enjoy building templates. I do enjoy building tools, building workspaces for people. But at the same time, I do need to understand what is needed from the community itself, what is something that's lacking, something that's missing. And it is something that requires a bit more research, a bit more work. And to go back on the principle number one, which is about getting curious, it's a direct connection with that in the sense that I think by exploring the different segments within football, the you know, discovering new stories, new angles, new perspectives, that's going to help me greatly into identifying what needs to be done, essentially. So those are the core principles. Just to recap, first one is getting more curious about how this, you know, space is evolving, about how the industry is shifting. Number two is being more mindful about why I share my messages online. And then number three is getting clear on what I can offer to the football community. So these are my core principles. If you have a bit of time before the end of the year, I encourage you to try and explore what you can do in 2024. I know that it's something that we tend to do, you know, near the end of the previous year. But from a footballing perspective, I'd be curious to see, you know, what your plans are, what your vision is for the new year 2024. So if you want to share that with me, you can, you know, just simply reply to one of my newsletters, DM me on Instagram, and I'll be more than happy to exchange with you and learn about your journey in 2024. So before we leave, I do want to thank you for listening to another episode of Small Wins. It is something that I've been, like you've noticed, I've relaunched. The episodes are a bit more shorter, but essentially it is something that I want to be doing on a more consistent basis. So it helps me definitely stay consistent, and I hope you enjoy it. So that's it for me for this episode. If you have enjoyed Small Wins and episode 32, I do invite you to leave a star rating or honest review on your podcast platform. It is something that is highly motivating for me, first of all. And second of all, it is something that maybe inspires a new football enthusiast to discover the podcast. That's it for me. Enjoy your day. Enjoy what football has in store for you. And don't forget to celebrate all your small wins. Take care.